Over their 33-year history, the Marin Agricultural Land Trust, MALT, has bought up the development rights for 72 farms and ranches, a total of 46,000 acres, or roughly half the privately owned farmland in the county. But in the past 2 years, says Executive Director Jamison Watts, they've started including something new in their easement purchases, a mandatory agricultural use requirement.
These provisions keep agricultural land prices closer to the true agricultural value of the land, and they maintain the land in active agricultural state, regardless if the property is sold to a non-agricultural landowner.
So far, the ag use requirement has been part of four recent deals MALT has made with rural landowners. One of them was Lauren Poncia, whose family had already protected most of their 1,000 acres from development with the trust. He says they wanted this additional layer of insulation from rising land prices.
And what that says is basically no matter what we do with the property, if we sell it to an estate buyer or we sell it to somebody else down the road, it's required on the title that agriculture is continued. We thought as a family this is a great way to protect this ground and to make sure that it stays productive in perpetuity. It might be vines or trees or row crops, but there will be agriculture there on that property forever.
But Watts says applying this standard to new easements is only the first step in MALT's effort to support and preserve agriculture in West Marin.
Phase two is looking to go back and amend all of our older easements. They would be voluntary on the part of the landowners. We wouldn't be forcing this on anybody, and there would be some compensation involved. And we're still working on that number.
In recent years, he adds, MALT paid $2,500 to $3,000 per acre for just the development rights on farmland. In the Poncia's family deal, according to Lauren, the ag use restriction earned them an additional $300 per acre. From the trust perspective, says Watts, that's a modest investment to ensure that agriculture remains a viable industry in their region.
It works both ways. The producers rely on the supporting infrastructure, the veterinarians, the truck drivers, the markets and infrastructure. And those supporting services rely on the production of agriculture. When you start taking pieces out of the puzzle, 500 to 1,000 acre ranches, you start taking those out of agriculture and you have this fragmented agricultural landscape, you're diminishing and weakening that critical mass needed to support and sustain agriculture in Marin County.
In Sonoma County, where agriculture is more prominent and diversified, this concept has so far only been employed once, says Bill Keene, head of the Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District. But the concept, he terms it an affirmative ag easement, is on the table for consideration.
It's a newer concept in Sonoma County. It does restrict the landowners. You know, a lot of people, their land is their biggest asset, and so restricting it is something that they think real hard about. It's not that they're opposed to agriculture so much as they want to make sure they leave their options open. It's really an individual landowner's preference.
MALT hopes to have plans in place to offer such deals to all of their past easement sellers in the coming year. When they do, Lauren Poncia will be ready and waiting.
Yeah, we're 100% committed to local food production and providing a high-quality product. And one way to do that is protect the ground forever.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay.